This is Holy Desires, a brotherhood of Catholic husbands growing in intimacy with their wives inside and outside the bedroom. Pull up a chair. You're not alone. I'm Nathan, your host. Glad you're here. Hey there. This week, I want to bring up a topic that is really important in sexuality and marriage, and it's something that many men have a lot of difficulty doing. Many women do too, to be fair. Can you relate to this? You would like a more frequent, a more joyful, a more passionate, a more vibrant sex life with your wife. It's just not happening for a variety of reasons. There can be many, many reasons, but something is lacking. There is a desire that you feel that is unfulfilled. And you have this desire for something more. That's a holy desire, by the way. And that's why we named this community Holy Desires. We're talking about those desires. So you have this desire. It's unfulfilled. You want something more. You know that there is something that can be better in your love life with your wife. But it can be very frustrating to understand where your wife is coming from. Can't it? Can you relate to that? Like, why is tonight not a good night? Where is she coming from? What's going on in her brain? Sometimes it feels so difficult to understand our own wives. And these are the women, these are the people that we should be closest to in all the world. And sometimes it feels like we're not close. And sometimes it feels like despite all these years that we may have been living together and been married, sometimes this woman that I live with just feels so alien. Like, I just don't understand her. Tell me I'm not the only one, right? I know I'm not the only one. You all can relate to this. This is like a common guy thing, right? Honestly, I think that women can sometimes feel the same about us. Like, why does he do that? You know, it's part of the mystery of marriage, isn't it? That we are not given perfect understanding of our wives and they don't have perfect understanding of us either. And here's the thing, especially when it comes to sex and our sexual relationship with our wives. We can't be expected to magically understand them. And there is no resource online, there's no book, there's no guru, there's no priest, there's no one who can just give you the answers and say, this is what your wife thinks. Nope, I certainly can't. And no one has done that for me either. You know. So how have I figured out where Sarah's coming from? How have I figured out, like, when I'm so confused about this woman who I love, but who is very different from me in some really important ways, for good and bad. Not bad, just, you know, it's a double-edged sword, we'll say. How do we come to that understanding? Well, here is the secret. You have to talk to her. And yes, you even have to talk to her about sex. This is so hard for so many couples, and it doesn't necessarily come easy for women either. But it's really, really challenging to broach the topic of sex with our wives. A surprisingly few couples do it. From anecdotally, from the couples that I've worked with, from the couples that Sarah has worked with in her classes and programs, it's a pretty rare couple that has a very open and honest and transparent and vulnerable dialogue, running dialogue about their sex life. That's not very common. And if you do, kudos to you. You're ahead of the curve. If you don't, like most of us, I want to give you a few thoughts on why this is so important, and then even a couple thoughts on how to get started. So why is this important? Well, I kind of teed it up at the beginning, right? We can all relate to just not understanding where our wife is coming from. And if we have this desire for something more fulfilling, more vibrant, more loving, more passionate, all those things are great, right? God would love to answer those prayers that we have in our hearts and to fulfill those desires that he has put into our hearts for a deep, passionate, yes, sexual connection with our wives. That's all part of marriage and it's all good. How do we get there when our wives are so mysterious to us sometimes? We have to penetrate the mystery of them by communicating with them. So here is a little overview of some of the things that I actually teach in Holy Desires course. So kind of giving you a little sneak peek into that course and some of the things in there. If you have never had a conversation about sex with your wife, here's what your first goal should be. Your first goal should be to have a conversation that does not solve all the problems. You are not going to solve all the issues. You're not going to resolve all the frustrated desires or unfulfilled desires. You're not going to cover everything in a single conversation and then call it good, right? That's not the goal. The goal is actually to have a conversation that ends well, that's loving, that doesn't end in an argument or a disagreement or a fight, but that essentially proves to the two of you that you are able to talk about this topic. Because sex is a really taboo topic, isn't it? It's really difficult to bring it up. It stirs up really deep emotions. It can be embarrassing. It can be vulnerable. It's all of those things. And it's very difficult to put words to those interior vulnerable feelings, right? And desires and fears that we all have. So the goal of your first conversation is simply to remove the taboo, right, around sex, to be able to talk about it. So I recommend that you have this first conversation, and the first conversation, if you are the one initiating it, if your wife has initiated these conversations, then you should go for it, right? And engage in them. If she hasn't, and if you want to start this dialogue with your wife, I recommend that you start with questions. And your goal is really to learn something that you didn't know about your wife, right? We talked about that mystery that we don't understand them. Well, pick something that you don't understand and ask about it. And you have to do this in a really loving, kind, nuanced way, right? You can't be like, why don't you ever want sex? Like, that's not a great way to start the conversation. That's going to make her defensive immediately. Don't do that. We can all understand that conversation already is not going to go well. It's not going to be a loving one. So how do you start these? You can start them with questions like, tell me about your experience of sexuality. You can even ask her, do you like sex? Do you like making love? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? Do you have desires about our love life? Do you have fears about our love life? All those things like that you probably have in your heart that you haven't expressed to her. Well, she might have some of those things too. And you can give her the opportunity of expressing them to you. And that will open up an opportunity for you to reciprocate and express them back to her. So start with curiosity, start with learning, start with trying to learn something new that you didn't know about your wife before, right? That's really the goal, and that opens up the door for you to then share your thoughts, feelings, fears, emotions. Now, I want to share another couple things about how to go about having this conversation which really has to do with some preparation. Don't spring this conversation on her without any warning, right? And pick your time and place. Pick your time and place. Obviously, probably I wouldn't recommend bringing this conversation up at the dinner table in front of your, you know, middle school kids, right? Obviously, that's like no-brainer. But if we can understand that there are good times to do this and bad times to do this, like in front of the kids would obviously be a bad time to do this, we can give a little bit more thought to that. If you have a date night, this would be perfect. Perfect conversation for a date night. If you don't, maybe invite her for a date. And then as part of the date, not the whole thing, but part of the conversation, while you're at dinner, while you're, you know, at home, whatever it is you do on the date night, bring this conversation up, right? Ask her a question or two. Have a discussion about your sex life. Other times that are really good, because these conversations can be so vulnerable and emotional, it can be really helpful to have this conversation while you're walking. So go on a walk together, a private walk, and then you're literally side by side. So that actually removes some of the emotion and the vulnerability, the intensity of discussing, because you don't have to look directly at each other. You can actually look forward wherever you're walking and still speak to each other. And it kind of removes some of that intensity, which is a good thing, right? Also, because you're moving your body, you're walking, that can relieve the emotions and the anxiety that builds up in your body. If you're sitting still, it builds up and you start getting tense, right? But if you're walking, if you're moving, that helps both of you to relax your bodies and work through some of the emotions, the anxieties, the fears, the tension that may inevitably arise, especially if this is the first time that you've broached this conversation. So that's actually, while going on a walk, is one of my favorite ways to have deep, intense conversations with my own wife. It really, really helps both of us. So keep those things in mind. You might also consider another communication technique that Sarah and I frequently teach, which is called signaling. And signaling simply means you'd like to have a conversation and is now a good time, right? Or you could even say, hey, there's something I want to chat with you about privately later. Do you have time tonight, right? Something along those lines to let her know, right? And then it's not sprung on her without any warning. That's kind of the warning shot that, you know, there's a conversation that might be coming our way. It's not to... Okay, so those are some tips for how to broach a conversation about intimacy, why to broach a conversation about intimacy, what your goals are for this first conversation. And remember, let me reiterate this because it's really important. Your goal is not necessarily even to change anything, to change behavior or, you know, get some agreement about frequency, or which is, by the way, a really common point of difference in any marriage, is difference in preferences around frequency. So that's a great topic to talk about. What would your ideal frequency be? You know, in an ideal world, how often would you like to make love? And then you can compare what those numbers look like. So the goal isn't necessarily to resolve that problem in your very first conversation. Yes, you want to resolve some things moving forward, but the goal here, the goal for your very first conversation, is just to prove to yourselves as a couple that you can have a conversation about sex and that it can be loving and positive and helpful and draw you closer together as a couple and not be a source of, you know, conflict or disagreement. So that's really the goal. Once you break that taboo and you sort of opens the door for a whole lifetime of discussions about your sex life, right? You've got years and decades ahead of you, God willing, to be married. And that's a lot of time in which to talk, you know, have follow-up conversations about your sex life. So keep this first conversation very positive, very loving, very curious on your part. Ask more questions than, you know, than you volunteer your thoughts. Ask her about herself. Because again, that's what we started this chat with, right? Was our wives can be such mysteries to us sometimes. And especially, I would say, in issues surrounding sexuality. So use this as your key to unlocking the mystery of your own wife. Ask questions, have those conversations, broach that topic with her, and do it with love, with humility, with understanding, with curiosity, and receive what she shares with you as charitably as possible, right? Try not to take anything personally. If you find yourself getting upset, if you find yourself getting defensive, it's okay to let your wife know lovingly that you're getting a little anxious, you're getting a little defensive, you're getting a little, you know, emotional. Use whatever words work for you, and that you would rather stop the conversation now and think about things and cool down, because you don't want to fight with your wife. That's actually not what you are after. So you can stop the conversation and come back to it later when you're more relaxed and cooled down a little bit. So those are some thoughts that I have about talking to your wife about your sex life. It is a challenging conversation for many, many of us, but it's also, like most challenging things, like many challenging things, it also has really, really big rewards. Once you are able to do this, once you are able to speak with your wife openly, lovingly, vulnerably, honestly, you can share those deep desires with her. She can share her deep desires with you. You can share your fears, your hopes, your dreams, your anxieties, all of it. You are no longer alone. You're no longer wondering where she's coming from, what she's thinking. You know, or you can ask, and you have the relationship to be able to understand her better. And in understanding her and in her understanding you, you will deepen your love, you'll deepen your bond. And with these discussions about your sex life happening on a regular basis, you better believe that your sex life will inevitably improve. There's no way that it can't. If you both love each other and you both, you know, engage in these conversations with goodwill and good faith in authentically striving to love each other better, your sex life will absolutely improve if you are able to talk about it with your wife outside of the bedroom. So thank you so much for joining us for this chat again. Let's do it again next week. God bless and take care.